Marion Keyes, good afternoon to you. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks, Colm. How are you?
I'm good. I'm always following you on Twitter.
Oh, thank you.
You're always there. And I have to say, at the moment, today, you're all about Tan Cozy.
Yes, I got a present in the post this morning.
Yeah.
It's from an Irish company, and it's a thing called a Tan Cozy. And do you want me to explain it?
I need to know.
Grand, okay. Well, right.
Yeah.
The sun came out, it might have been on Saturday, and, you know, being Ireland, I saw the summer had come, and I thought, I have to move fast, you know? And I hadn't had my legs out since last July, and, you know, so I had to lash on the fake tan, and, you know, move with speed.
Yeah.
And because it's so long since the last time I did my fake tan, I forgot that I had to change the sheets, you see, because I have special sheets for when I do my fake tan. I call them the dirty protest sheets, you know, so that you can get the fake tan all over them and it doesn't matter.
Okay.
But anyway, my eye was off the ball.
Yeah.
And I got into bed in the lovely good sheets.
Oh, no.
No, mm-hmm. I know. The good, dear ones with the high thread count that we got in Brown Thomas's.
Okay.
And I woke up the next morning and it was like, I can't even describe it. It was awful, and the good sheets were ruined.
Well, it was very like the dirty protest sheets, nearly, wasn't it?
Very like them. Yes, I was having flashbacks. And so I just tweeted, because I tweet about everything, I just tweeted, you know, I'm after ruining me good sheets with me fake tan. And so this lovely woman from Limerick gets in touch with me and says, would you like me to send you a tan cozy?
Right.
And I didn't really know what it was, but I'm always, you know, if somebody's going to send me something free, sure, I'm delighted. So I said, work away. And she sent it yesterday, and it arrived this morning. And it's just the most wonderful thing.
Well, is it like a onesie or something? What is it? It's like a protector, yeah?
Yeah, well, you wear it.
All right.
I'm wearing it right now, in fact.
Very good, Marion.
Yes, it's like a sleeping bag, but with sleeves. And it's made out of, it's 100% cotton, Irish company, 100, you know, machine washable and all that. But it looks sort of like a Victorian nightie. You know, it's very voluminous. Or, you know the way when people sing in choirs, they wear those loose things with the big baggy sleeves and all?
Yes.
Like I could show up in any church now and I could just sidle in the back and start singing Amazing Grace.
You could just blend in and nobody would notice.
Oh,
new member of the Dublin Gospel Choir. So can you go to bed now in this and does it keep your tan safe, your spray on tan and the sheets at the same time?
Yes, absolutely. And then when the morning comes, you hop out of bed, you take it off and you fling it in the washing machine and your sheets are perfect. And you have a lovely tan.
Every 13, 14-year-old girl who's going to, like, the Wes and these places will absolutely love that. We have an issue with that at home at the moment. Sometimes there's tan. I can follow the tan like a tan slime around the house.
Yes. Well, exactly. You know what a problem it is.
I do.
Colm.
Yeah.
Yes.
So maybe we should all wear... I should even wear one to protect myself as well from other people.
Yeah, well, I mean, if there's fake tan flying around in your house, Colm, you know, be safe would be my advice to you.
Yeah, be safe, get out, wear a tan cozy.
Yes, wear
you should
a tan
do yourself.
Cozy.
You need a selfie now of yourself in the tan cozy.
I have. My husband is just after tweeting one.
All right, okay.
Yes, and I'm lying in bed to fully demonstrate it.
Okay, well, that'll go viral. So if you were to go down the tanning shop now and get the spray on tan, would you advise people to wear this down to the shops?
You know, I think it's an attractive item. The only problem is there are no feet. Do you know what I mean? The bottom is like a sleeping bag.
Right.
So, you know,
so you'd have to hop to the shops.
You have to hobble or hop. Yeah, yes, exactly.
Okay.
But, you know, I like loose flowing things anyway.
Right.
You know, if you throw on a belt and a scarf and, you know, some nice accessories... You could get away with it.
Well, it sounds like a great idea. We'll certainly retweet all those pictures. Now, I can't let you go without asking about the English paper. Everyone wants to know. Today was actually, we got a list of the essays on English paper one. How did you do in your English?
I got a B.
In honours?
Yeah.
It'd have to be, really, wouldn't it?
Well, my sister got an A, you know. Like, I mean, I certainly wasn't the best in my house by any.
And how are her books selling?
Well, she is gifted in many other different ways.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to give you three of the essays today,
which one of these would you do?
I think these are really good. First off, write a feature article for a magazine which could be lighthearted or serious about Ireland's obsession with the weather. Okay. Secondly, write a short story for inclusion in a collection of sci-fi writing inspired by the quotation, "A new beast slouching towards us, the beautiful mutant." Wow. And thirdly, write a descriptive essay on what you find beautiful or exotic in everyday life. Out of that, which one is yours?
the weather, without a doubt.
I was thinking that as well.
Yeah, the weather, you know, it's a no-brainer. Yeah. You know, we've got all these wonderful words for rain. Like, it's just fantastic.
6 pages on the weather, you'd be able to do it. Well, of course, Marion Keyes,
yeah,
6 pages.
Yeah, I like this. I mean, these are far more imaginative than we ever got. Like, science fiction, that's wonderful.
I know. See, I'd like to do the two of them, and I'd have this beautiful mutant who comes out and talks about the weather.
Yeah. He's just landed on a new planet, planet Ireland, and he just can't get over how wet it is.
Marion, listen, good talking to you.
And you too, Colm.
And now I expect that 6-page essay to be on my desk by 8 in the morning.
Right.
Okay? And we'll have a look at those pictures of their tan cozy. We'll retweet them as well.
Thank you.
Thank you. Talk to you later.
Lovely talking to you.
Thanks, Marion.